Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Barbecue Burnt Trends. That is courtesy of the Discord. I'm Jack, that's Miles.
Oh, man, I'd like some burnt ends, actually.
Yeah, I would, too.
That's the first time a show title just kind of derailed me for a second. And I'm just thinking about food, and I'm like, I need to eat. Anyway, yes, yeah. Burnt ends.
Delish. That, like, mixture of, like, kind of char with like the fatty of the beef. I can feel it, I can taste it. Let's talk about what is trending, shall we?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Burnt ends. On the mind.
How about Nation. Jay-Z is trending. Today is his 51st birthday. It's also the 51 year Fred Hampton is trending because it's the 51 year anniversary of his murder. When he was murdered by the FBI. Which
started hearing about COINTELPRO.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like the government was identifying leaders who were fighting for equality. Anyway, that's a very interesting overlap. You'd think that maybe you'd wish Jay had a little bit of Fred Hampton in him.
You would think maybe
that NFL decision would have gone a different direction.
The Fred Hamptons. So Jay-Z mentioned Born on the Day Fred Hampton Died in the song Murdered Excellence from Watch the Thrones. But Born on the Day Fred Hampton Died, like saying he died, is a little bit. A little passive, Jay. Yeah, when he was assassinated by the FBI.
Like, he's still learning. Well, at the end of the day, Jay's told people he's a capitalist, you know, so you can't really expect much from someone whose, like, entire career is like, look, I'll take $3 and make it $5 billion. That's my thing.
But Fred Hampton Jr. was like this, called him Slave G or Slave Z, and said that, criticized him for invoking his father's name and not saying he was assassinated.
Fair.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, though, wow. What a life, huh? 51 years young.
Yeah.
And you think Fred Hampton died when he was 21. Not that he died, he was murdered, assassinated when he was 21 years old. And that whole thing is murky. is. I mean, like, obviously we know the Chicago PD murdered him and it was all coordinated under this program, but my God.
Yeah. Is it 13th that talks about that was a concerted strategy to rob, like, the Black community of their leadership by assassinating them?
Do they discuss, man, it's been so long since I watched 13th, but I feel like any documentary talking about anything to do with the push for racial justice has to mention that if you're going to be like responsibly describing the environment where Black activists are operating in.
Yeah. But just the idea that it was systemic. Hopefully they didn't destroy all the documents so we can finally one day just point to them and be like, see,
are you mad that Trump, remember he said he had all these JFK documents he was going to release like early on?
Yeah.
Whatever happened, they never dropped. I mean, broken promises made, promises broken, as we all know. But
yeah, I do feel like that would have tainted it a little bit, because then you can't really trust anything that's coming out from the Trump administration. Also, I know who did it now.
Oh, yeah, we already know. But anyway, yeah. Tune in next week for that cliffhanger.
George Bush Sr. Euphoria is trending. They're dropping a two-part holiday special, which I think is an underrated move for TV shows in this streaming era of ours. Yeah.
Taking a book out of, like, I feel like UK series do that sometimes.
Yeah, Black Mirror did it and had a couple really good episodes drop. Yeah, but it makes sense because, like, in the streaming the streaming era, the shows like, remember Making a Murderer came out, like, I think it was over Thanksgiving break, maybe, and, like, everybody.
It was Christmas, I think, 2015 going into 16.
Yeah, and everybody just watched that show.
It coincided with me being very dismissive of Donald Trump's campaign. I was like, yeah, making him more of that. Yeah, this guy, I was like, this guy's got too many negatives. Don't worry.
Don't worry, guys.
Fuck.
Nate Silver says it's cool. But anyways, let's get more holiday. My understanding of the Euphoria holiday special, more melancholy than merry. That's a direct quote from the New York Post review of it, but
how do they go hand in hand at all? I mean, is it meant to be a holiday special, or they're just doing something around this time and it's Euphoria content?
Probably just, but I mean, I guess if you have a 2-episode story arc, then maybe you're just like, why don't we drop it around the holiday?
Imagine it's like taking place during, you know, the holidays, and like these kids are like fucking drugged out of their minds at like the dinner table, and you know.
But the holidays are a tough time for, you know.
Right, but that's what I'm like, is that the best content to put out when already like you're counteracting like a dark period for this across the world, you know, in general? Yeah. But I don't know, whatever. It's not like I'm saying Euphoria is responsible for the well-being of Earth.
No, I blame Euphoria.
All right, well,
yeah.
You're like that, my neighbor, who's the 63-year-old woman who's always petitioning outside of our street with a Euphoria is the devil's work sign.
But yeah, shout out to anybody who's struggling with addiction. This is when we usually see a big influx coming into the rooms. People are happy to help. So yeah, it's not hopeless. There's people out there who are dealing with the exact same shit as you.
In a community to help too.
Yeah, exactly. Weed is trending. Weed?
Weed.
why is weed trending?
Oh, man. Weed, cannabis, THC, more act. They're all trending because that House of Representatives side of Congress passed a bill, 228-164, mostly on party lines, to help decriminalize weed. It's called the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act.
Oh, shit.
And basically saying, removing cannabis from the, you know, federally controlled substances list, and then also facilitates canceling of low-level federal convictions and arrests that are related to marijuana. Also creates an excise tax on cannabis sales. Obviously, like most states that are doing it legally, directs the money to be targeted to communities adversely affected by the war on drugs. I mean, I like what is being said on paper, but hopefully that will actually come into practice. And as well as adds incentives for like minority-owned businesses to get into the cannabis market, because I think a lot of the thing people talk about, especially around cannabis legalization, is it's been such an illegal, it's been a, you know, banned substance. And people of color have taken the brunt of it when it was, you know, a banned substance or illegal. And now that it's there, we cannot forget about like what the effects were on this war on drug and the ability to allow people to find an opportunity in these spaces too. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the Senate. But you know, the Republicans are very much just looking at it very narrowly, as you can imagine, because anything that's restorative to, you know, address any of the shortcomings of policy is like, oh, what are we going to do? Just give people free blank or let people out of jail because of, we fucked up and had barbaric drug policies in a fucking war we love, whatever. So,
but 228 to 164 is pretty, like, that's pretty resounding, right?
I mean, it's on party. Like, they did get five Republicans. Five Republicans came through.
Okay.
To vote with them. Six Democrats said no. So, you know, I think that's a good sign to see, like, who's mobile in terms of going across the aisle there. But yeah. It's, I think, like most people are seeing, states are just sort of taking the charge on their own now because they see that, you know, obviously there's still a huge piece missing on how to correct like the restorative justice aspects of it and correcting the drug war parts of it and the people who've been locked up when during prohibition of cannabis. From a legislative standpoint, it's like it's a whole new revenue stream, like just tax this shit and now we're creating more revenue to do things. But it's really, you want these bills made that it's predefined. It's not like the governor decides that this is part of a movement to rehabilitate these communities.
Right. And what will be the, so if the legislation passes and, you know, the, like, is there something that says that just makes it available for people to appeal and like get their record expunged, or like, is there some automatic trigger that would help people who are in prison for?
I don't know like the fine language of it, but essentially it's opening the door for that process to begin, and it might not be as difficult. But this is just the top line version. So like until we kind of really dig in, I don't have the full picture. Right. But at the very least, I think just to take this as a moment where marijuana legalization is, you know, starting to percolate a little bit more on the Hill.
Yeah. And finally, Miles, let's open and close today's show with some old ass rappers. LL Cool J is trending. Yeah. Why is he trending? I actually don't know.
On Twitter, he's trending, and it's apparently because, I mean, hold on to your butts. Reagan Gomez, if you remember her, the famed performer from the 90s. I think she was on Townsend, The Parenthood.
Okay.
That's where I remember her from. And many other things. She was tweeting about that. I don't know if you remember in the 90s, there was that LL Cool J Gap commercial where he's wearing like the white shirt and he's like rapping on the, you know, like when the Gap was doing those white background ads and people were just wearing Gap jeans. Right. Well, they're talking about it because he was wearing a FUBU hat during that Gap ad. And it's just kind of a legendary marketing story because FUBU, if you don't know, for people who aren't familiar, was the brand For Us, By Us, Black-owned fashion brand. And it basically came to, like, this moment with LL Cool J appearing in this Gap commercial, he basically hijacked a Gap commercial to be a FUBU ad. And even said the words For Us, By Us, like, in the lyrics of this Gap ad. And people were, like, associating that with something you could buy at the Gap. So people were coming to the Gap, be like, hey, do you have FUBU, like, from the commercial? And they're like, what? The Gap people didn't think twice about his hat when he was wearing it.
What?
Absolutely no. And
they just didn't notice?
I think it's just that, we've seen the decisions that have come out of the marketing offices of these brands. Like, there's a lot of groupthink going on there and not a lot of nuance when it comes to race or what anything. So I have a feeling they were just very dismissive.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, let him wear his little hat. Who cares? It's a Gap ad. And then,
and then
cut to, boom. Here's LL Cool J with a little subversive advertising for you.
Yeah. Hey, working within the system.
Exactly.
There you go. Just like Jay-Z would have us do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, what's LL Cool J? Where is he at in his political journey?
Starring on NCIS, right? Isn't he on that show?
Oh, yeah, right. You think he's reading Engels or anything?
Yeah, probably. Almost definitely.
In the lab.
Based on his performance seems very informed by socialism on NCIS.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Doubtless. All right, Miles, that's the week, man. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy. Have a great weekend. We will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.